hair?
It is on my shoulder.
You rub it to your face all the time.
Well, that's kind of funny. Mike Coppolino's hair was stinging him like a sting, like a jellyfish.
Oh, that's good to know. Good for him. Yeah, I love that. What, you were just doing celebrity shit this morning.
Kinda.
Yeah, I'm going to be late for the show because Mike Coppolino's in town. He's doing a couple shows, so, you know, I'm having coffee with him.
Yeah.
He's going to come to a live show at the coffee shop I go to.
Spuds.
For no other reason other than I go to that coffee
shop.
Hey,
he went to L.A. The other day. First thing happens to him is he gets maced.
Wow, more good news.
Right? And he's up there. He just walks around a corner. Some random macer is macing people. And he gets a shot right in the face. And in his hair, it's in his hair, and he's up there, he's got nowhere to, you know, wash it off or anything. He gets a bottle of water, you know, but it's still in his hair, and every time the wind blows, stings his face.
Okay, are you doing a Mike Coppolino bit, or is this something that happened?
Well, this is what Mike Coppolino says, so yeah, take that with a grain. It sounded to me like the macing really happened. I don't know, the jellyfish hair, I'm not sure, but yeah.
I'm not letting you off the hook. I plan to deride you for probably 8 minutes.
Okay. Bring
it. But.
Buds.
I do like that. I like it. I really do like it. Not just because I like potatoes, but I like it as a nickname.
It kind of, yeah, right? Sounds kind of Runyon-esque.
Sure, but there was also Spuds McKenzie back
yeah,
then.
Right. Yeah, there was a real, yeah. And he was kind of a cool guy.
Well, he was, and I think enough time has passed now that nobody remembers that, for sure.
Right? So the name is kind of up for grabs.
Is it? Or it's been a long time, right?
I think it's up for grabs.
Should I go back to deriding you?
Sure. Bring it.
No, so, I'm liking it less, but still fine. It may come back.
All right.
It doesn't mean it's dead.
I'll stop.
So Coppolino's in town. He's doing a show at, if you're hearing this right now, if you're smart enough to put yourself a notification on this show.
And you're in the San Diego area.
And you're in the San Diego area, comedian Mike Coppolino, rogue comedian,
guerrilla comedian.
Guerrilla comedian, impromptu ballast, whatever you want to call him, is doing a show at Balboa Park, correct?
No, it's at 25th Street Park over by Krakatoa at 2 o'clock, and then in the parking lot at Krakatoa at 3 o'clock.
Okay, so he's doing two shows.
Yeah.
You'll be at the later show and along with your cohorts, and it's going to be just a bunch of bougie people there, probably.
Non-bougie, they would demand that you acknowledge, but yeah.
Okay, so you and your bougie friends. So if you haven't had the opportunity to see Mike Coppolino perform live, then definitely you have two opportunities. If you're in the San Diego area and you're hearing this and it's the sun's still up. Right?
And if you haven't seen Mike Coppolino in action, then you have not seen Mike Coppolino in action.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. I don't see how you can deny that.
Right.
Well, thank you for gracing us with your presence then.
Okay. Is that part of the SmackDown here?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay. So, All right.
So we were going to be performing on Clubhouse, but we ran into some small technical issues with that.
Right. So we're going to look into that. But in the meantime, our regular old format is up and running.
Almost got rid of all of you.
Nah, we'd never do that.
That close.
Your archives, though, but... Yeah.
Well, speaking of the archive, the show is changing its name, so...
Right, so, yeah,
this
yeah.
This show actually has a different name.
Right? Well, the show is changing its name. I was going to do it with the advent of the Clubhouse, and so this everything that's on this site would stay, you know, all you fascists, and then the new thing would be... So, I don't know, we'll... It's coming, though. All you wonderful people are coming, or is
all
coming.
All you wonderful people.
Is
the third is the third iteration, because don't, or would this be the fourth? Because we did Jeté to a different name, only to find out that we didn't have the rights to it. We went back.
Right.
Does that count? Does that count? That counts as two name changes. Then.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, it was an attempt, right. But I put all. We did three. Episodes under that name, and I put them all back into the regular archive, so everything exists under Are You Fascist, though? So
that name that can't be mentioned.
It's there, though. I mean, if you can suss it out, you can go there, and you'll see those three episodes.
What have we learned in this life? When it's over, it's over. Yeah?
Yeah, but it's not over until...
Right.
Something happens.
Right. But when it is over.
Turn out the light.
You turn out the lights. Right?
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, that's, you know, I think where we go wrong is where we think, okay, well, it may be over, but, you know, A, B, C, D, you know what I mean? This and that, and I can do this, and, you know, this and that.
I woke up 4:30 in the morning this morning, and it kind of put me behind because I read for a while, and then I dropped off back to sleep, and I had a pretty awesome dream.
Okay.
One people, one nation, one love.
What was the dream?
No, it was strippers and cocaine.
That was the dream?
Totally. I was back in my old stripper days, and I was at a party,
right?
You know, and it was, which were, you know, those were good parties back in those days. And cocaine, I snorted a line of cocaine in the dream.
Is that what woke you up?
You'd think, right? But no. And but the thing was, you know how usually do two lines, one up each nostril. Well, I only did one up one nostril, and I was going, oh, God, I've only got one nostril, you know, numbed and buzzed. And so I was dreaming that.
So you were dreaming that you were unhappy with the way you were doing cocaine in the dream.
I kind of felt like, oh, I got to do this other nostril. And the coke mirror was gone, but. It passed
by, okay.
Or something.
So it was passing by. You hit it, and then all of a sudden it was gone. You're like, hey,
well, it was on the table. I, you know how dreams are. Suddenly there was just no more coke, you know, so.
Huh.
Yeah. Then I wander around in the dream some more.
Was it? Do you recognize that it was a party that you attended at one time, or was it just an amalgam of those parties?
It was a totally fictional dream stripper party.
I see.
Yeah. But it was a fun dream. I liked it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a tough morning for you then. And then you woke up
at 4 a.m. Yeah. Well, and then I woke up late.
Right.
So, but there are momentous things happening in the news and in public policy right now, possibly some of the most momentous. And
well, we'll get back to the coke stripper dream later. So,
okay.
What's going on with politics?
Well, the voter suppression law in Georgia that was just signed by the governor there, and you know, conservatives, and on the other side is the For the People Act to enlarge voting rights at the national level. They're kind of butting up against each other.
Okay.
But So the new voter suppression law, though, is condemned by Democrats at the national level, including Biden, and at the state level, including Stacey Abrams, as Jim Crow in the 21st century. So I tuned into Fox News to see, you know, where they're coming down. And they had two talking heads. One was a former state rep, Vernon Jones. And get this, the other guy, John Yoo.
Okay.
He's the legal scholar best known for authoring the torture memo, which offered the legal rationale for torture during the Bush administration. Mm-hmm. So he was there to justify the vote suppression bill. And they both tried to say that it was fair and neutral to both parties, but Jones actually let it slip that he wished the bill had been in place before the two Republicans lost the two Senate races last November. In other words, he thinks this bill would definitely help Republicans more than it would Democrats. And you noted that voters have legitimate concerns about Dominion's voting machine.
Again?
Right, again with the Dominion. I mean, and with zero evidence that there's been any irregularities with Dominion's voting machines.
Can you add someone to a lawsuit after it's been filed? Certainly. Oh, we have plaintiffs to add.
Right. Well, I think so. Guy at Fox News already got fired for his Dominion position. I immediately wondered that. It certainly looks like bad faith on the part of Fox in their lawsuit with Dominion. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, Governor Kemp said it would make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. And then I saw a guy today, another conservative, said the same thing. It would make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. The phrase must be in a memo somewhere now for conservatives. They do that. But Biden says he's looking at this law, though, the Justice Department. So it's a fight. It's a fight. It's a big fight.
Right.
Really key for the democracy and the future of the democracy.
Well, God bless the democracy. Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. Well, you're either for democracy or you're not. And I think it's that simple. Either your Republicans want fewer people to vote, Democrats want more people to vote. It's that simple. Prove me wrong.
Look, well, here's the thing. You have to, every time they try to take away the right, you got to take a cue from European democracies, let's say. Okay. When the government tries to overstep and take away something, the people punish. Right? Like,
yeah.
If rich people try to take it away, they punish them. They go further back. Whatever the rich people were trying to get away with, they go further back to punish them. Over time, there's less corruption because they don't want to risk it. You know what I mean?
So somehow
like
$15 an hour thing,
I'm saying.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, it doesn't go through, so we should just forget 15. Let's go for 25 now. You know what I mean?
Right. Punish them.
You didn't want to do 15? No problem. We'll do 25 by executive order.
Quite honestly, I don't think 25's I don't think it's unreasonable.
25 is almost what it should be. 25
right.
is almost there. It should be 28 and change or something. So
right. I've heard anything from 24 to 28 of based on, you know, what it was 70 years ago in the 50s.
No,
if 1950.
If it matched the buying power, okay, inflation and cost of goods, yeah.
That a guy had
match
1950.
Inflation. Well, I mean, and given the way inflation has went up, it should be about, you know, X amount.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. 28, let's say.
If businesses had to pay their employees up, they would have to raise prices. It's inflationary. There's several things that kind of put the lie to that. One is, hey, that's what they were doing in 1950.
Yeah, it didn't affect anything then. It would now. What it would mean now is you'd have way more customers, whatever your business is. Way more.
Yeah, because they got money.
Yeah. Oh, and it would drive all wages up. Here's the other thing. You know, you have a problem going to 15. Well, I make 15, and I'm a skilled laborer. Well, guess what
right.
you get to do? Guess what you get to do the moment it goes to 15, and everybody's making 15. You know, you get to go to your employer and go, look, I need more money.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise I'll go flip burgers and make the same money. What do you want to do? You know?
And once again, it's not, you know, the prices are all that the traffic will allow. And whatever they can get, that's what they'll price it at. And sure, when people have more money, they can probably afford a little more, so there might be a little bit more. Here's an example though. Sweden, there was some conservative legislators said if the minimum wage goes up to $15, a Big Mac will cost $32. So,
okay.
Well, they got Big Macs in Sweden, and the minimum wage is $15.
Yep.
Approximately.
Yep.
Their Big Mac is like $3.80.
Well, starting wage in Australia at McDonald's is $26 an hour.
So there you go.
And the Big Macs cost
Burger flippers.
More. And burger flippers, and the Big Macs cost 80 cents more.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So that's nonsense. But, I mean, how can anyone believe anything a Republican says anyway? I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying don't look at it as a political issue. Look at it as a math issue and an economic issue, economic theory issue. If the baseline wage, if the lowest wage is held low, it drags all other wages down with it, everything.
a dropping tide lowers all boats?
It certainly does, because what it means is there's this cutoff point where half of the nation is employed, underemployed, and not getting enough money to survive.
Yeah.
It creates an artificial desperation and scarcity in half of your consumers. I mean,
it's
a pilfer. It's a pilfer. Is what it is.
Well, you know, I've always said that it's robbery the same as a thief in an alley with a gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Only they rob you for a lot more than the thief in the alley would.
Oh, and there's no safety net, so if you don't want to participate, your choice is to fucking die.
Yeah.
That's your choice. Die.
Right.
Then. No problem.
Everyone will
look the other way. No problem.
That's also the Republican healthcare plan. Go die.
Just die already.
Yeah.
that's the deal.
But so this is the big fight right now. Allow more people to vote or prevent more people from voting. And that's what's going on. That's the big fight right now. And one thing that stands in the way of making more people vote or getting the right to vote to more people is the filibuster.
It's money, though. Fuck politics. It's money.
Well, sure it is. Sure it is. And the reason that Republicans don't want more people to vote is because they want their minority party, which is bought and sold by the 1% who wants to keep their money. Money, money, money. And, you know, that's why they want their minority rule to continue.
Well, yeah, you're right. And that's why you don't want an upwardly bubble. They're so scared of everybody having leisure time and what they might do with it.
Yeah, they don't have their slave labor anymore.
Well, you have to have people desperate so they don't all get together and decide to do something about it. That's a problem.
I think that's clear. I think that's absolutely clear that they need that. To keep their workforce.
But they didn't overthrow their government in Sweden or Finland or, you know what I mean? They didn't, there wasn't some, you know what I mean? There's not, it works. People didn't.
Well, and
I think
their system is more democratic than ours. Somehow the parliamentary democracy works better than the two-party democracy does. Because it's either one side.
You can hide all your money, you know what I mean? You can still jump through that hoop. And,
sure. You know, there's rich people there.
Absolutely, there's rich people there, of course. And they pay a lot of taxes for the shit that's on the books there. It's the price they pay to live there. It's no problem. They're happy to
sure.
do it. It's a nice place to live. One of the three happiest places, right? Year
yeah.
in, year out. Happiness, happy place. So,
and if we'd gone forward with FDR's New Deal and kept most of that in place, that's what America would be like, too.
I think we gotta, it looks like we gotta wait another 50 years for this. That's what it looks like.
Well, so you bring, I mean, we have to get rid of the filibuster and we have to make voting more fair. Now, the Supreme Court that we've got,
So that's what I'm saying. There's too many people in power and alive right now that are not old enough that are invested in this, and it will perpetuate itself at least one more generation, I would say, until finally it's just, you're not going to be able to sell this to anybody. In 75 years, you're not going to be able to sell this system to anybody, I don't think. Nobody, they're not, the governments of Earth are not going to operate the same way.
And
climate change alone will have forced us to reorganize.
Right, right. And one can only hope that we do this sooner. And there are a lot of people that are, I mean, the fight is on. One activist said, the choice is between the Republic or the filibuster. There is no third option. We've got a Trump-inspired white plutocracy, or we've got representative democracy. There's no middle ground here. It's an existential threat.
You know what's weird is I'm, you know, the same people saying China's an existential threat are telling me that the filibuster is an you know, the government has not worked properly for the entire time I remember being alive. and is woefully inadequate at doing a number of things. But, you know, I was never in fear of it. And I think the filibuster is some kind of retaliatory safeguard against what? A rogue element seizing power, right? That's the idea?
It's in favor of the rogue element. It prevents the majority from ruling.
I know, but what happens if the majority gets swept up in some kind of fascist fervor and sweeps into power a demigod? Then
it certainly,
unchecked power?
It certainly could be that 51% is for an anti-democratic policy. Absolutely. Tyranny of the majority. And the founders were very aware of that. Right.
Yes, and so what did the founders say? What was their idea to stop that?
Well, it wasn't the filibuster because it's not in the original Constitution.
Well, what was their idea? Do you know what their idea was? This could be a problem. How do we stop it? Any idea?
Right. Well, so there, they had voting limited to property owners. They had state legislatures.
They had a bunch of shitty ideas then.
Yes. They had state legislatures electing federal senators.
So in your mind, does the filibuster perform this task then, of stopping a majority craziness from taking over?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. What else do we have to stop that?
But it also stops any kind of majority rule for, you know, positive public, you know, benefit.
Well, that is a problem too then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so if we get rid of the filibuster, I understand the attraction to do this with, given the current actors in their positions.
Uh-huh.
You know? I see that this is, getting rid of the filibuster is not something that they pushed for while, in any of the time Trump was in power, right? They weren't trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, actually there were, efforts because, I mean, it was less of a thing because Republicans controlled Congress. So the filibuster wouldn't have helped much anyway.
No, but the Democrats weren't trying to get rid of it while Trump was in power. Like, let's figure out a way to increase their power.
Right, because it wouldn't have done much good. But the 50-50 Senate,
it would have done
it's a big
harm.
Deal.
It's not that it wouldn't have done good. It would have done irreparable harm to the country.
Ah, what you're saying.
They had gotten rid of the filibuster.
Did Democrats prevent Republicans from excessive anti-democratic moves because of the filibuster? I don't think that happened.
Did it prevent the Republicans from trying anything they wanted? Possibly. Sure.
We'd have to look at that.
Definitely. No, but I'm saying imagine a scenario where it's not there. You don't think they would have. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's,
sure.
It's,
well, okay. So the
I don't like
all
the,
right.
I don't like to say that it's bogged down right now. It should all right.
The
this,
main.
But I don't think. Yeah.
The main safeguard against tyranny of the majority
mm-hmm.
is the courts. In other words, so the Constitution. The Constitution, as wobbly as it is, defines what the government can and cannot do. Beyond that, it's majority rule. But then the courts interpret, okay, you've overstepped here, you can't do that. But that's really where it lies, is with the courts.
So if you get rid of the filibuster and by some chance everything is lost in 2022, right?
Right.
Then what?
So we get Republican majority?
You get Republican majorities in both houses and you're awaiting a 2024 with a Republican sweeping into office with control of everything and no filibuster in place.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, and so the rider on that one is the effort by Republicans to, you know, make voting itself more difficult for people. I mean, they've even, in that Georgia bill, you can't even give food or water to people standing in line to vote. What's that about?
If someone attempts a coup, okay, follow me.
Uh-huh, right.
Okay, and no one gets punished for it, right?
Right.
Like, none of the perpetrators get any justice for it. It just
sure,
it goes,
sure.
goes completely unanswered.
I'm following.
And it really isn't, then it really isn't a coup. It's just a training exercise.
Well, that's why they need to be punished for what they
if
did.
If they're not punished, don't think that they're not coming back. You know what I mean?
Well, right. I'm not to, I don't know, you know, I mean, not to say that there aren't people out there that, regardless of whether people get punished or not, are still down, you know, for the big overthrow.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know how many of the 75 million, but I mean, I imagine a lot of those are probably still Republican votes, right, in a general election out of that group.
Right? Yeah, right, right.
I mean, I don't think they're going to lose.
I mean,
that
a lot. I mean, that's the question mark. You know, is it 10%? Is it 50%? I don't know.
I think it's closer to less than 10% probably.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
The things that unite them are stronger than the things that divide them. So,
right. And I know a lot of Republicans and they're definitely not down with overthrowing the government.
Okay. So then let's say now there's talk of Biden running again, which I don't really think is conceivable, but.
Right.
I really can't see any scenario where that happens.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe he'll go through some kind of sea change and all of a sudden he gets spryer and thicker and, you know, more coherent. But I think his best days are behind him.
You'd think, right?
Right. So what if it's Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump then?
Interesting.
I feel the same thing about Trump. I don't think he's going to hold up that well either. But
I don't see him running.
Right.
I really don't. And so the bellwether on that, of course, is 2022.
So what if it's Donald Trump Jr. runs?
Even worse. Even less
what if,
likely.
What if Ivanka runs?
I don't see that either. However, that of all of those scenarios, that seemed the most likely, and I wouldn't mind because even against Harris, I don't think she'd win.
The hell of an election, though, huh?
What an election.
What an election.
I don't think that many people are impressed with Ivanka's smarts and her ability to do stuff. She hasn't shown that she's all that astute.
Well, her father showed that none of that matters.
So. Right, exactly.
Right.
So, you know, would she get all of her father's votes? So she'd get a lot of them. I don't think she'd get all of them, though.
They're not voting for her. They're voting against Democrats.
Yeah.
So that's the
key. Yeah, but they want to own the libtards.
They want to own the libtards. So whatever candidate. I'm just saying, I mean, that, you know, we're not done with this family by any stretch.
Well, like I say, I mean, I know that, I think that's receding some.
He's going to wield an axe in 2022. He has a lot of political power, and they don't seem to be doing anything to get rid of it, so, you know.
Yeah.
He chooses the winning candidate for the Republican Party in 2024. He's going to choose that candidate. They'll put anyone up they want. He's going to pick the winner.
Yeah, you think?
Mm-hmm. If he's alive, certainly. You know? And I don't even think having him in prison changes that. You know? To be honest, he could probably still get the information out.
Right. W.E.B. Du Bois ran for president in 1920 from prison and got a million votes. He ran like four times, and he won the most when he was in prison.
Dukakis got 6 electoral votes, and that's like 6 more than I got, but, you know.
Yeah. So 2020 is going to tell us once again. I mean, it's reading the tea leaves here, but we're moving in it. You know, the stasis doesn't stay in one place. It's moving, and I think the conservative part of it is receding to some degree. They're doubling down even harder because they can feel it receding, and that's why they're against, you know, people voting. And if they can target, you know, votes for Democrats, you know, by gerrymandering and you know, voter suppression in certain areas, then that's what they definitely want to do. So
the fascists got their guy, and they had him for 4 years, but the problem was he was so much of an egomaniac and so ham-fisted that they couldn't use him the right way.
That's exactly
you know
right.
I mean, that's what happened. The only reason he's not in office right now is because he can't do it. You know, so now it's back to the drawing board.
They thought that he was their best way forward in 2016, and he was. He absolutely was. He was definitely more of a handful for them than they had hoped, though, too. So there's that.
Did you see Biden's 3 a.m. Twitter rant this morning?
No. I totally missed that.
I was
at the stripper party.
That's because he was asleep. He's an adult. He wasn't doing that.
Oh, okay, so there you go. So was I.
There you go. They couldn't manage him. Whatever he was on, it kept him awake. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it could be Diet Cokes, as it turns out.
No, sure. I would think so, at least.
Apparently he really liked, I want to say Diet Coke. I almost said regular Coke because I'm not really sure which it is, but I'm almost positive it's Diet Coke because I remember that standing out to me.
Uh-huh.
But he had a button installed in the Oval Office that he could push and they would bring him a Coke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's president the way all of us would be president. That's why people love Donald Trump, because they understand that he's no better than they are, that he just has more money, you know?
Yeah, that's an interesting theory. You might be right.
He represents the triumph of luck and just luck over your own abilities.
Yeah,
obviously,
right.
Obviously, you watch him move around. He's deficient. You can see that. He's not that bright. He's just kind of, you can see that he's kind of a product of everybody just saying yes, sir, to him his whole fucking life. And, you know, wouldn't we all end up that way?
And self-centered.
Wouldn't we all end up like that? Would any of us end up any different if we were born as him? You would have done different or better? Is that what you're telling me? You wouldn't have ended up like that?
Absolutely not. I can say that equivocally. That would not be me in any remote fashion.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. You're not putting yourself in this spot. You're not being honest. Sorry.
I am totally being honest. If I had all that money, I would be, you know, I would walk the earth.
Okay, if you're born into that kind of money and you have that kind of a situation, I'm saying all of the people born into that, I'm saying, consider them as a group. Okay.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
I get what you're saying.
There's not many of them that end up as people of scholarship or some, like, oh, look at how great that person turned out. There's very few stories like that. There's a lot more of the other ones.
It is harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God than a camel to go through the eye of a needle. So, yeah, that's the point that you're making. And it's kind of true. It's kind of true.
Heaven seems like a pretty fun place. Right?
it's a bar.
Heaven, it sounds great.
Yeah, it's a bar that everybody's trying to go to.
It sounds like it'd be a cool place to hang out. I don't know.
Right?
A lot of fun people. Did you see some preachers told his congregation that they can expect to have jobs when they're in heaven?
Jobs for everyone!
Not only that, but that those jobs, that market of jobs in heaven is unregulated. It's not like the ones here. And it would be much better.
So slavery in heaven, huh?
The reason that child labor laws exist is because they would have your fucking kids working if they could. You know what I mean?
Well, they did. We know that. We knew, because that's exactly what they did.
They had
some machines that children's hands fit in a little better,
mm-hmm.
and so they wanted children.
Yep, got to inject some oil into those ball bearings, polish the thing. You need little hands.
Yeah.
Inside the shell casings, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Sometimes.
Well, right, when money is the bottom line, morality's out the window.
So the new Tesla that's coming out, you can buy it, and then when they do their driverless taxis, you can connect your car to that network so that when you're not using it, it can be out on its own working as a taxi, making you money.
Isn't that awesome?
Right. So you wake up, your car just got back from driving fares all night, and you...
Right. Made $120 that day.
Yes, and he figures people could make 30 or 40 grand a year with their car.
Just their cars.
As a taxi. Yes.
The future's so bright, I gotta wear overalls.
Wow. I don't even know what to comment on that.
I know.
It's unreal. It's really unreal. You start thinking about people with a three-car garage, and they're going, if I bought three of them.
Yeah, right? I mean, obviously there's, you know, there's a market, and the market is of a certain size for people who need rides. And if everybody's got three cars that are trying to satisfy that market, it's going to cut into your profits. Well, fine, you know.
I would say it can expand indefinitely up until the point where every car on the road is a taxi.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And ultimately, isn't that the way it should be with nobody owning a vehicle and, you know, taxis? I don't know. It's happening because it's the right thing. It's not happening because of clever marketing. It's happening because there's a need for it. He's figured out a way to do universal basic income. You just need to have 60, 70 grand to buy in. That's it.
Well, where would the homeless people live?
They can live in the car.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I mean.
If they don't own it, they can't. If it's a taxi, they can't.
No, they just sit in the right-hand seat. The car does all the driving. They're just there like they're there.
forever.
You know what I mean? Look, we need universal basic income. That's what this is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
There's just a $70,000 buy-in. That's the only It's UBI for rich people. If we were going to get UBI, you know the rich people were going to get it first. So, there it is.
Well, it doesn't make any sense for the rich people to get it first, and I know that's exactly why it happens. But what only makes sense is if, you know, you're taking care of the public good, and, you know, you're keeping your consumer base well fed and well oiled.
They buy the taxi. You're the taxi cab cattle company. Okay.
So you're the Lyft.
You're the Lyft. People are buying their own. It's unbelievable. This guy is going to own the whole. Forget Bezos.
Yeah, because there's got to be an administrator.
No, forget Bezos. Right now, Musk is launching thousands of satellites into orbit, right? So he can provide high speed internet to the entire planet.
Oh, one of those satellites that they've put up there is trying to collect, it's a magnet, it's trying to collect all the space junk up there. There's 6,000 satellites in orbit, and then junk.
Well, there's many hundreds of just all kinds of garbage. So Musk is taking over the internet. And cars.
And space.
You see what I'm saying? And space and cars and space and beyond. NASA's done. It's space.
What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
Maybe, do you think Musk made a deal with Bezos? Like, look, you take Earth, I'll take Mars.
Right? You know, you gotta wonder. And they wouldn't be able to do that if they didn't have umpteen trillion dollars each in their change drawer.
Pretty wild, huh? He bet on himself. Elon Musk bet on himself. So, you know.
Hey, I have no problem with there being rich people, even super rich people. Some people say there should be no billionaires. I don't say that. But I'm fine with billionaires as long as the rest of us have enough to live on comfortably, reasonably comfortably.
Everybody should be fed. Everybody should, you know what I mean? Everybody should be housed. Everybody should have some leisure time.
Even conservatives 40 years ago used to say that. They don't say that
anymore. Sitting in consideration in their domicile, they should have an idea in their mind that this is not going to change for many years, this security that I have, and I'm free to follow my pursuits and passions, right? That's the idea, right? I mean,
sounds like 1950.
Right.
We had that.
Well, we don't have it now.
We don't have it now. And it's because we got Truman rather than Henry Wallace when FDR died.
Okay. I'll have to take your word for that.
Take my word for that.
Are you happy we're not live right now? But seriously, though,
I don't know. It might be the same thing, you know.
It is going to be the same thing. When we do this, I'm not taking a bunch of calls. I can tell you that. You know?
It would be difficult, right, actually. And unless we could put them on, too.
No, they will be on.
Oh, well, gee.
They're muted. They raise their hands, and you click, they speak.
Okay. We're going to figure this out, because there's going to, even if it's not, you know, Clubhouse, we're going to figure this.
It's exactly a radio show. It's exactly drive time radio where people call in. Okay, let's talk to, you know, Clarence.
Yeah.
What do you got for us, Clarence? Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Click, he's
right.
Muted. Okay, great question, Clarence.
Right.
You know. That's it.
And we wouldn't even have to have the 3 second, swearing rule because it's the internet.
It's the internet. We can say whatever, you know.
They can say whatever they want, too.
I'm going to put that the room's explicit. It's adult content. I'm going
to
put
right? You have to.
You know, so, you know.
Because the world.
Say the F word.
This is an adult conversation, anyway.
Yeah, even if we don't swear, necessarily.
Exactly. This is not for the kiddies.
But we should have interaction, because this is dry as fuck for people. You know, I think it's going to be good to be able to take calls.
Well, we can have a kids say the darndest things section if we want to.
Well, we should just have a question and answer or Q&A. Okay, Q&A. Who's got a question? Well, we try to answer. I'm telling you, we need to do, how are we going to, we got to figure out this Apple thing, first of all. That's got to happen.
So. Yeah, right. I mean, that will, and even if we can't get around that, there's going to be some sort of workaround for us to stream.
We have to get around it, though, because the Q&A thing, this interface with the Q&A thing, I'm telling you, we should do this other, I don't want to pitch this to you right now. I already pitched this to you, but the Love Line thing, the show.
Sure. Okay, well, but yeah, and I'm there, and we don't have to pitch this to our current audience right now either, so, but yeah, I'm there.
Anyway. Look, it was great having all of you listen to us. I understand you're probably not going to follow us to the new thing. So. none of you did last time, so.
That was kind of true. But, you know, hey, it just started, and I've actually thought of some ways that we can mitigate that, too. So
fuck them. Look, if the current, and I'm saying this to people listening, you know, if you did a better job of promoting this, because we're not doing it. if you did a better job, we wouldn't even be thinking about this. We would just be cruising on this. But you guys,
yeah.
You know, there's not enough of you, so that's it. Switching to the Clubhouse thing.
And any would-be producers out there that feels like they could, you know, they could take this nut and run with it. And,
okay, we definitely will give up a share of this to somebody who wants to manage it. So
right,
please
totally.
Write us at. Absolutely, all day long. So,
well, don't sound too enthusiastic. We'll give them a leg here.
Shit, how do I sign? No, but write us at info at, well, no, right? No, no, what is it? allyoufascists@gmail.com. Write us.
Right, and, or all you fascists on Facebook. We can get a message there as well. And that might even be the easier way.
Let us know why you think you're the right person to take a literal ownership piece of the show and do, I mean, let's face it, all of the work to make it.
In 25 words or less.
It doesn't have to be 25. I mean, look,
no, it doesn't. I just said that glibly. Right, speak from your heart.
Speak from your heart.
If it's 1,500 words, if it's 3,000 words, I don't care. I want the full deal. Give it all.
Oh wow. So okay. So now that you say that, now I kind of do agree with you. Try to keep it short.
Hey, maybe there's some budding Dostoevsky out there that really would like a shot at it, and he can only do it in 60,000 words. So. Hey,
now
I'm willing.
60,000 words. First, it
I'm willing.
First, it went from a double Twitter, then now it's on. I mean, do not send War and Peace to us about why. Please, God, do not do that. Don't. I won't. We won't pick you. We won't pick you.
Okay.
I don't care how good it is. We won't. We will not pick you if you.
I might.
thank you, James.
Thank you, R. David. Notice how I didn't say Spud.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. follow me at the Real R. David Twitter.
And I'm checking my Twitter account these days too. James Taylor Call.
That's great, James. James Taylor Call. Check us out and tell your friends about the show. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy Coppolino's show up here in San Diego. Ciao.
Correct.